This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1475. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded August 26th, new frequencies for Newfoundland, Zimbabwe, India, Firedrake. Spurs and harmonics from USA, Cuba, Slovakia, Antarctica versus Gabon and Greenville. Ramadan specials from Kashmir and Indonesia. Himalayan listening from Tibet to Yunnan. Monitoring Myanmar and voice of Beibu Bay in the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. CBC still runs two low-power shortwave stations, one on each coast, both on the same frequency, 6160. CKZN at St. John's, Newfoundland, which often relays local programming from Goose Bay, Labrador, and CKZU in Vancouver, relaying CBU 690. Well, they're both on nominal 6160, and here in Oklahoma, we're about halfway between them, so during the night hours, we often hear both of them mixing together, but the programming is normally 4 hours apart, except during news on the hour, when they're almost, but not quite, synchronized. Normally, they've been not on precisely the same frequency, 6160, but 15 or 20 hertz apart, producing a fast, rippling, subaudible heterodyne. However, since August 18th, they've been almost 1 kilohertz apart. Someone must have knocked the transmitter in St. John's, first reported from Portugal by Carlos Gonçalves. CKZN on 6160.9, heard until 2300 UT, when blocked by Radio Netherlands. Also a medium wave DXer, Carlos could parallel it to Gander, Newfoundland, on 1400. The off-frequency was refined a bit on August 19th when Brandon Jordan in Tennessee was hearing it at 0700 on 6160.88, strengthening a bit at 0830. Then I heard the heterodyne approximately 900 hertz apart August 20th at 0549 with CBC in English. Noel Green in England also heard the off-frequency at 0645 when there was splash from Austria on 6155. It's a very long haul for 500 or 1,000 watts from Newfoundland, New Zealand, but Brian Clark was also hearing both of them on 6160.01 and 6160.88 August 19th at 0600. Brandon Jordan then measured it again on August 21st at 0440, CKZN on 6160.881. The offset frequency certainly helps to make it clear when you're hearing Newfoundland instead of British Columbia. But the heterodyne is quite annoying, and we hope they'll get it fixed before long, but we're not counting on it since these are rather low-priority facilities for CBC. In WTFTA, Charles Gauthier in Quebec says one of the TV networks there, TQS, has changed its name. Now for the single letter V, or V, referencing French words reflecting its new programming, vedette, meaning stars, vitesse, meaning speed, victoire, meaning victory. Or vice, he says, I could add vile, it should appeal to basic instincts. They more or less said that, not in so many words. Anyhow, look for the new V logo if you're hearing, or rather seeing, TVDX from Quebec, where analog is still in use. In the National Radio Club, Brett Sater in Pennsylvania reported on 790, CIGM, August 21st, thanking their loyal country fans and saying the road ends Sunday night at midnight. Yet another Canadian AM station moving to FM. This one's in Sudbury, Ontario. Scott Feibusch confirms that they've already started testing on 93.5, but they're stunning with something completely different from what their real format will be, classic Chinese hits, along with a website called kungpaoradio935.com. Some stations in the U.S. have done exactly the same stunt with the same website as they were changing formats. CIGM, although on what in American terms is a regional channel, has been running 50 kilowatts day and night, but highly directional toward the north or northeast. Nevertheless, it does make it into New England, or it has been until they finally turn off the transmitter, as reported by Paul S. in Cheshire, Connecticut. Actually, they were running a tone for a while. If you hear a tone on 790, that may be the last remnants of CIGM. Last week, we mentioned that following our complaints, VOA Greenville was finally cutting off its 17585 transmitter at 1430 sharp in order not to interfere with another VOA site, Botswana, which continues with the same programming. However, James McDonald in Nigeria tells me that as of August 22nd, they hadn't got the word at Botswana and were still turning on their transmitter 2 minutes early to play the complete VOA Yankee Doodle sign-on routine. After about a year back on the air, we noticed that WRNO New Orleans is still running only 3 hours a night, 01 to 04 UT on 7505. However, as if to prove me wrong, on August 20th, they stayed on the air later, still going at 0545 past 0600, although very undermodulated, and were still on the air, or again on the air, at 1335. Then I heard a live announcement from Taylor Duncan saying that from the following week, WRNO would start simulcasting on its website, which is wrnoworldwide.org, for 24 hours, and would be running shortwave 12 hours a day. He did not say which 12 hours, but I suppose if they're sticking with 7 megahertz, it'll be mostly in the nighttime. They do already have a 24-hour program grid on their website, showing not only all the gospel music, but 30- or 60-minute newscasts at 0400, 1600, and 1700 UT. On August 20th, Harold Froge in Michigan also heard them at hours beyond their previous schedule, 1302 and 2204 UT, and he measured the frequency. It's a bit off, 7505.7. However, August 22nd, they were once again off the air before 0515. Since August 18th, and still as of August 25th, WWCR has been testing on 15820 instead of 15825. That's between 1100 and 2100. Besides the WOR New York harmonic on 2130, Rick Van Reel in New Hampshire has been hearing a number of other medium wave harmonics in the 2 megahertz area, many of them not yet identified. You might want to check them out, especially if you're in Northeast America. Not all of them may be broadcasters, and not all of them are on exact frequencies, such as 1720, 1760, 2480, 2620, 2830, and 2940 kilohertz. From Radio Havana, Cuba, we get 4 frequencies for the price of 2. Leapfrog mixing products back and forth. One of the strongest and most reliable is on 13880, which I heard again at 1337 UT, August 21st. It's stronger than the other mix on 13580. Then there's the Dentro-Cuban jamming command, which not only hits Radio Marti and WRMI on its current or former frequencies, but also goes bonkers, blasting away against nothing. For example, I heard at least 2 heavy pulsing transmitters at different rates and fading independently on 9545. At 0513 August 21st, that's long after Radio Republica quits that frequency at 0400. And then I heard the same type of jamming on 11930. That's a Radio Marti frequency, but in use only between 14 and midnight UT. Standard remark about a better expenditure would be for feeding undernourished Dentro-Cubans, if not merely conserving precious electrical fluid. I also hear Dentro-Cuban jamming pulses in odd spots, probably spurs from nearby intentional jamming frequencies, such as 1220 UT on 7378, 1229 on 9930, 1246 on 9775. It's probably no coincidence that all of these are 25 to 30 kilohertz below intentionally jammed frequencies, but nothing on the high side of the same. some CP or Bolivian logs from Bob Welkner in Florida. On 4409.8, Radio Echo and Reyes, he says, pops in every evening. After it's his local harmonic from WWNN cuts power at midnight UT. He says, Radio Echo is very regular. It's heard every night. On 4451.2, Radio Santa Ana, heard at 10:40. The first time, he says, in the morning on August 23rd. Also, that was between 10:30 and 11:10 UT. He did hear one ID, a better signal than in the evening. The sign-off time has moved closer to midnight UT. On 6075, Radio Causachuncoca in Lauca, heard most mornings from 10 past 11 UT. In the evening, it's covered or off the air by midnight. He says it provides good programs, a man and woman alternating in a conversational pattern. Horacio Negro in Uruguay reports spurious from Brazil's Radio Tupi on 5775 with the God is Love delirious preacher, he says. Also reported by Arthur Antonio Raimundo on 5775. That was at 1345 UT, more or less, when they posted these notices to the Paraná DX Club. Gabon has reactivated, at least on one occasion, 15475, about which more in a moment, but we still have some reports of LRA 36 Antarctica on 15476. On the date when Gabon was back, August 21st, Noel Green in the UK said it went off suddenly at 1908, and after that he could make out Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel on 15476, a weak signal barely moving the S-meter. This is a long time since I've heard this one. So that leaves approximately 1 hour window to possibly hear Antarctica, since the DRM test from Greenville comes up at 2000. However, on other dates when Gabon was not on the air, it's still possible to hear LRA 36 before 1900, such as August 20th from 1820, says Manuel Mendez in Spain. Mark on the Isle of Anglesey, North Wales, also reports LRA 36, August 24th at 1935 in Spanish, the first time he's heard it. Noble West in Tennessee thinks he had it at 1827 UT on August 25th. And that would also be a first time for him after many tries. Just be sure what you're hearing is on 15476, if at all possible. That's a giveaway. It's Antarctica and not something else. As for Africa number one, Gabon, unfortunately on almost the same frequency, James McDonald in northwest Nigeria was also monitoring August 21st at 1905, hearing news in French, and he agrees with Noel in the UK that it went off at 1908. Is this their second transmitter reactivated? I think not. I could not hear Africa number one on 9580 at 1905, or even after Romania closed at 1958. And multiple checks the next day found 9580 was on the air, the only frequency, all day until past 2000. So apparently they were just testing 15475 on that one day and not actually getting their second transmitter back on the air. Their third frequency is also worth checking earlier in the local morning and earlier afternoon, 17630. So far apparently not heard there, but instead the usual China Radio International via Mali. That's in English, between 15 and 16 UT, say Noel Green and Alokesh Gupta in India. Since last week, we've had many more reports of the reactivated La Voix du Sahel in Niger on 9705. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal heard it until sign-off at 2300 UT August 18th, and during the final hour from 22 on that Tuesday, a program of modern music of Niger. A French program began at 1857, August 19th, says Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria. Torsten Hamann in Germany says it's active every day, but times vary widely. Heard signing off several times at 0700. On a Sunday, sign-on was at 06, and it ran past 07. Heard several times until 21 or later, but on August 19th, it signed off at 1901, even earlier on some other days. In the afternoons, it also seems to run around 1600. Carlos Gonsalves says it's surely at increased power. Very strong signals, August 23rd, from 1440 to 1737. In vernacular, talks and a Quranic prayer, tribal songs, and a news bulletin at 1730. James McDonald in northwest Nigeria is close enough to confirm 9705 is parallel to medium wave 1125. Shortwave now heard daily with a strong heterodyne from Ethiopia around 1800. And he also notes that Radio Nigeria in Enugu, Biafra on 6025 seems to be off the air again as of August 23rd. You're listening to World of Radio 1475. Consult our website for much more info, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Larry and Jane Will in memory of Michael Ketter, with a donation via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. You may also send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Roland Schulze in Germany reports to DSWCIDX Window, the best window for hearing Radio Kahuzi, Bukavu, Congo DR on 6210. At least on three dates in late July, it was 19 to 1930 UT with a French religious program, talks and IDs. During that half hour, the frequency was free from splatter by Iran on 6205, but a bit of a problem from Mystery Radio on 6220 when they are on the air. Zimbabwe Community Radio, which was dissatisfied with coverage from faraway UAE on 50 meters, then tested 3955 via South Africa. This week has been testing a different frequency via Meyerton, 4865, between 1755 and 1855 UT. Confirmed by Jari Savolainen in Finland, August 24th, around 1752, when there was an instrumental music loop, probably from VT Communications, and ZCR started at 1755. He says the audio level varied from zero to fair to good, and compared to SW Radio Africa on 4880 at the same time, the ZCR signal was somewhat weaker and the audio quality and level at times much poorer. This week we also have a number of reports of all the Eritrean and Ethiopian transmissions, mostly on the 6 and 7 megahertz band in the local mornings. It's rather complex. The frequencies are never exact, and sorting out what is somewhat difficult. So, in order not to take up a lot of time, I suggest you consult the latest issues of DX Listening Digest 9062 and 9063 via worldofradio.com. Steve Price in Pennsylvania reports to ODXA, I don't actually believe it. I must be 14 years old again. I'm hearing Radio Cairo on 7540 at 0245 August 25th with absolutely clear modulation. This must be the first I ever heard this since way back in the early 80s when their English service was on 9475. The signal quality is a nice solid 20 over 9. The modulation easily understood and completely in the clear. Even my wife can understand it, who has no experience with radio other than listening to FM. The program was about Ramadan. But the Arabic service on 6290, the same old powerhouse signal with unintelligible modulation. Robert Fester in Germany reports hearing Radio Slovakia International's German broadcast at 0800, not only on schedule 5920, but on its second harmonic, 11840, a weak but stable signal. August 21st and other dates. Mike Barakloff points out that the August 22nd edition of Over to You on BBC World Service includes a 12-minute report celebrating the 70th anniversary of BBC Monitoring. If you missed it, it's available online as well as all previous Over to You programs from the BBC World Service website. This important notice from World Radio Network. If you're listening to WRN on Intelsat 10 in Africa, the Middle East, or Asia, we're changing frequency to 3808 megahertz. Polarization vertical, symbol rate 10340. It's available immediately, and the previous signal will be switched off September 5th. You may need to rescan your satellite receiver. That, of course, includes the Saturday 0800 UT broadcast of World of Radio via WRN. A new frequency for All India Radio, Delhi, the Kingsway transmitter, unless it's a mistake, 3930, reports Alokesh Gupta in New Delhi, August 23rd at 1750, instead of 4860, heard at 1750. Radio Kashmir in Srinagar had a special Ramadan, or as they say, Ramzan broadcasts, according to Joe's Jacob in India, at 2220 to 2310 UT on 4950. That's starting at 3:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Last year they did not use shortwave, just medium wave 1116, but now it's also on 4950 at an early hour when it will propagate well to the west. This will continue till about September 22nd. In DSWCI shortwave news, Martin van Delft in Netherlands says China Tibet PBS is now on the internet. My contact at the station in Lhasa says their website launched June 3rd, and the English language program's Holy Tibet can be heard by clicking on demand. It's www.en.tibetradio.cn. Or you can hear them on shortwave, as Ron Howard does in California, via the CNR 11 Tibetan service on 7350 at 1430. On August 22nd, they had a special Holy Tibet program entirely about the Shoton Festival, held from August 20th to 26th in Lhasa, one of the most important Tibetan festivals, with singing competitions, Tibetan operas, Buddhist painting displays, Lhasa International Half Marathon Challenge, and yogurt banquets. In Tibetan, Shoton means yogurt banquet. Bangladesh Betar was missing from 4750, says Alokesh Gupta in New Delhi, August 21st at 0100, as was Bhutan missing from 6035. However, Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam reported later that day via Alokesh that they were back on the air, both of them checking around 0624 UT. Both had been missing earlier in the morning. Ron Howard in California also picked up Bangladesh Betar on 4750 August 24th at 1340 with an ID in Bengali after the news. Followed by more news, there was interference from China and Indonesia. Without the interference, receptionist says, would have been fair from Bangladesh. And Suprotik Sanatani in West Bengal received a reply from the Bangladesh Betar senior engineer, confirming they're transmitting on 4750, and at the time he gave as UST, maybe that's supposed to mean UTC, 0545 to 1300. However, it may have been misconverted, as Ron Howard points out, since they're currently on summertime of UT plus 7, and he's been hearing them until 1400. In DSWCI, DX Wendo, Victor Gunatelica in Sri Lanka says monitoring of Myanmar radio with some scheduled changes as of August 17th. Here they are, frequency by frequency. 5915 from 2300 to 0530 and 1000 to 1535. 5985 at 2300 to 0130 and from before 0930 to 1535. 7200 at midnight 30 to 0230 only. 9730 from the new capital transmitter at 03 to 07, and from the old capital transmitter on slightly different 9730.8 between 0730 and 1130. He also says that 5915 all the time and 5985 at 23 to 0130 appear to be from the new capital Naipe. 5985 and 7200 appear to be from the old location Yegu near Yangon in the evenings, as well as 9730.8. That frequency sometimes runs parallel to 5915 around 1000 to 1130. Last week, we reported that the Yunnan station in China on 6035 likes to call itself the voice of Shangri-La, not to be confused with Bhutan on the same frequency, which, being more in the Himalayas, we might have thought would be more likely as to be called Shangri-La. Ron Howard has been investigating this and says it seems that China sees Shangri-La as a marketing tool for tourism, and there's some historical basis for Yunnan using the term. When Marco Polo first visited Yunnan in the 13th century, he found an earthly paradise, and it served as an inspiration for James Hilton's 1933 novel Lost Horizon, where he coined the term Shangri-La. The idyllic surroundings he describes share many characteristics with the Yunnan region featured in travel writing by Joseph F. Rock from a remote village north of Lijiang in Yunnan, which, according to my map, is barely in the foothills of the Himalayas. There is even a new hotel retreat in Yunnan province now called Shangri-La. I'm still wondering if the name has any significance or was just something exotic made up by Hilton. We have more news about names of radio stations in China. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells us, according to Chinese DXer Li Wang, Guangxi Foreign Broadcasting Station is planning to expand broadcasts and change its name to the voice of Beibu Bay Radio, BBR. B-E-I-B-U, Beibu, means northern. It began testing August 18th at 1000 in Vietnamese, English, Thai, Mandarin, and Cantonese on 5050 and 9820. The new station name has been confirmed, heard August 23rd. It's a joint project with China Radio International. They're also adding FM relay stations to reach bordering countries. Ron Howard explains that Beibu Bay is more familiar to Americans as the Gulf of Tonkin. 5050 is well heard on the West Coast with decent reception. Takahito Kabayashi follows up on August 25th. That was confirmed in Tokyo on both frequencies, signing on at 1000 IDN English and another one at 1100, then into Vietnamese. The test seems to be at 10 to 11 hours. Fire Drake, music-only jamming update from China. The main frequency I was hearing August 22nd was 10210, between 12 and 13 UT. Not many of the previous ones were being heard, but on August 25th, they were back in force between 1230 and 1400, more or less. I was hearing Fire Drake on all these frequencies, 9000, 10210, mixing with others on 12040, but alone on 13970, 14420, 15150, 15755 and 17470. In NDXC, Aishida and S. Hasegawa report that RRI stations have started early morning broadcasts for Ramadan since August 21st. Makassar 4750 from 18 UT and Kendari 3995 from 1825. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 25th. AMK indices 5 and 2, solar flux 68. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1475.